Grand Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A school teacher from Pennsylvania went to the White House last night to thank President Trump for his release from captivity in Russia. Mark Vogel also thanked his 95-year-old mother.
The love that I was given sustained me for 3.5 years in a prison that had me in hospitals for more than 100 days.
The Kremlin says a Russian prisoner has been freed in the U.S. CBS's Rob Marciano is monitoring rough weather from Kansas to mid-Atlantic states.
Over a foot of snow in parts of Virginia, just northwest of Roanoke, parts of the Appalachia in there at 13 inches of snow.
The Senate's expected to vote today on confirming Tulsi Gabbard as head of national intelligence. CBS's Nicole Killian from Capitol Hill.
If Gabbard is approved, the Senate will move ahead with a confirmation vote on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination for Health and Human Services Secretary.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
4WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Multiple parents attended the Wisconsin Rapids School Board meeting on Monday to bring up their concerns about the bullying taking place at both Lincoln High School and also at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School.
Our kids are clearly not being protected the way that they should be against repeat bullies, and our parents are not getting full communication from the school.
Parents also voiced concerns about policies in Skyward, which is the student information software. There have been multiple instances when something happens with a student and both parents aren't notified, even when they have joint custody. Another parent suggested having a school safety specialist, a hired position, be on the police liaison. She also asked that the punishment be more than just a suspension.
We want them to think about what they're doing before they do it. So no sports, no dances, we're, you know, cutting everything off, making it feasible for them to really think about what they're doing before they do it.
During later discussion, school board member Julie Tim asked if a committee could be put together on the topic of bullying. She brought up the fact that the board unanimously approved the district's strategic framework and stated,
with our number two goal being each student is the first consideration, we believe in a safe, caring, and respectful learning environment, and I want to make sure we're doing everything we can and communicate that to people.
Superintendent Ron Rasmussen said they can provide an update to the school board next month.
Just at RAMS last Monday night for their behavior meeting, 93% of kids at RAMS have no discipline referrals.
Rasmussen said they can provide the board background information with their policies and updates. The board further discussed putting out more information to parents and encouraging parents and students to come forward with issues. They also talked about educating parents on Skyward and how to be sure both parents are notified in the instance of a situation with their child. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Gonna be a good show. I nailed it this time. God, I think I got it. I think I got the intro. Got to get the good morning into. You got to get the good. You really hit that arc there. James behind the mic rambling. We are joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production and co-host Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. See you out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We are joined right now by our good friend Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Britt.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good.
Pretty
over
good.
Here.
We're
doing
no
all right.
No snow yet.
Yes, yes. Everybody cross your fingers. Everybody. What is it looking like for today, Brittany?
Well, we've got those cloudy skies, that snowstorm hitting, and it's pretty going to bring some significant amounts to southern areas, especially into Grant County, far southwest, and then across into Lake Michigan areas as well. But here for us, we're not looking at too much, honestly. Mm. We do have a chance for a few flurries here this morning, probably snow ramping up a little bit more, becoming more steady after 10 o'clock this morning. And then maybe around 2, I want to say it's going to ramp up in intensity just a little bit more. So accumulations will start to add up there. But for a good chunk of the day, I really only think accumulations will stay at about an inch or so. But then as we go into the evening, another inch or two is possible. So this would put our totals by the end of the day probably anywhere from 1 to 3 inches. And again, it's going to be an all-day event, so a very slow accumulator. Temperatures are remaining cold with highs only at about 16 degrees. So this is going to be a light, fluffy type of snowfall, nothing too heavy to, or wet to shovel. And then, of course, as the winds start to increase this evening, they're going to be gusting up to 20 to 25 miles per hour tonight and tomorrow. This could blow and drift some of that light, loose snow around and recover some areas. So mainly this evening, the commute could be a little rough, and then possibly early tomorrow morning from some of that blowing and drifting, but really not too much snow, and it doesn't look like too much of a problem here. But we do fall cold tomorrow. It will be sunny, highs at only about 10 degrees, and then another system bringing snow strikes Friday afternoon all night and into our Saturday morning, and that one could bring a little bit more. So we're still tracking that. That one's shifting all over the place, but it is going to bring us some snowfall, and then we fall cold into early next week. So a little bit of a roller coaster. Winter's definitely settling in across the state.
I do this thing on Playmakers, our sports show, Brittany, where we have a stat of the show or things like that. I just like stats and numbers and history.
Yeah.
And our number for today is 36, everybody. 36 days till spring. That is that is the countdown. Keep
That's
it
right.
in mind. Keep it close to heart. And hopefully it'll keep you warm. And we're that much more safer thanks to you, Brittany. We really do appreciate you. Thanks for joining us. Have a safe good morning out there.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot. Mm-hmm. She'll be with us tomorrow to get you ready for the rest of the week. We have got good things coming up, everybody. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. Looking forward to celebrating with all of you. Papa John's is doing bath bombs.
Oh, dear.
What? I'm just going to
just read the headline.
Yep, yeah, just like I have purposely not pre-read that. We will dive into it together.
Pizza bath coming your way.
Boy. We will do this together. We will do this together as a team. We will.
I'm telling you.
Also, have four unexpected Valentine's Day trends to get into. I thought that was kind of interesting.
See what the kids are doing today. These days,
what are they up to? We will get into all of that, and of course, before we wrap up the hour, we will have our Quality Plus Printing Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Yeah.
We will not get to the 9 o'clock hour without that word, everybody.
We want the word.
We bring you guarantees around here. I guarantee that. We'll be joined by Phil a little later. We're looking forward to it. Kick off the 9 o'clock hour, some entertainment news. We're going to talk some Denzel, some Seth Rogen, and I've got the worst lip-syncing moments, the 6 most unforgettable lip-syncing incidents.
Ooh, fun.
We'll also talk some local theater as well, and actually Seth and I are going to be talking a lot of local theater today.
We are.
More on
As a
that
matter
later.
Of fact, yes.
That's a tease. We've got that coming up for you. Also, how old do you have to be to say you're middle-aged? And
that's a good one.
And I have been waiting for this one, you guys. How did pop culture ruin your name?
That's a good one.
I think all three of us can have a little say in that one. All three of us have a little something we could add to that one. I think that'll be fun. And we want to hear from you because all of these topics involve audience participation. You all got the morning show play at home versions a long time ago. That is the Civic Media app. Or, of course, your radio.
We should probably resend those. I bet you their spinners are worn out by now.
I'm on it.
I'm on it.
I will get on that, Melissa. And we encourage you to have that Civic Media app. Get it wherever you download your apps. Mm-hmm. And, of course, big thank you to everybody who already has and takes us with you wherever you go. Because we have the amazing Love on the Air contest going on, everybody.
Still for a little bit longer here. Yeah.
It's getting there.
All right.
Oh, see, now I forget that this song starts so slow.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the song to lead into the Love on the Air text to win contest.
That's all right. It's still classic.
Uh, It's the way they sound together.
It is.
It's too darn good, man. It's just too good. Yeah. Love on the Air contest is going strong, everybody. And we only have two more days. We have eight more opportunities
eight
for
more.
You to play
That's
along.
It. Yep.
And win some amazing prizes, Melissa.
Oh, yes. These prizes are so good. You'll get two tickets to the Performing Arts Center to see The Bachelors on Broadway on February 20th. You have $25 gift card from Love, Inc. with two tickets to the Founders Day dinner on February 27th. That's two dates. Mission Coffee House, this is date number three, ultimate dinner date night on February 15th. So this is your Valentine's date.
Yep, that's the one.
And Amethyst Rising will help dress you for these dates. She has a personal style package that is a $199 value.
Wow.
Here's date number four, full circle massage, 2 1-hour massages. Oh, wait. That's 4 and 5, and yeah, 2 1-hour Reiki sessions.
Mm.
Honestly, Cranberry will give you 3 bags of cranberries. Don't worry, you can freeze them. You don't have to eat them all at once. Paul Gross Jewelers has a bracelet. Like, they're giving you the gift to give to your sweetheart. Mm-hmm. That's a $299 value. If you haven't been to our Facebook page to see this beautiful bracelet, you really should, because it's gorgeous.
Nice.
I would love this bracelet. And here's date number, what are we on? 7?
Mm-hmm.
Dance with Dignity DJ. How do you dance with dignity? Mm. But I like the name. It's fun. $50 gift card for services. So we just set you up for like dates for the entire month of February and beyond.
And beyond. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Wow.
Got you
covered.
Fantastic. It's one of our biggest, if not our biggest, Valentine's Day promotion we've ever done here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
We're incredibly thankful not only to all of these sponsors, and certainly our friends over at WI are getting sponsored by Party Envy. Our general sponsors, Quality Post Printing, Wham Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting some mentions this morning.
Yeah.
And right here at WFHR, sponsoring that text line is our great friends over at Johnson & Sons Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they can introduce me to Harrison Ford?
We're going to work on it. We're working on it. We appreciate all of them. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community, put into this community like things like this, everybody. And, of course, be listening at the top of the 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, and 2 o'clock hours here at WFHR and over at 105.5 WIRI. And you can get those keywords to text mm-hmm. to us. If you'd like to see the complete list, or you just want to drool and look at it, go ahead and go to WFHR.com or WIRI.FM. Check it out over there, everybody. And
just don't drool on your computer.
No, yeah, don't do it.
That's not good
don't
for that.
Do it. And you know, I should probably mention the keyword for the 8 a.m. hour.
I was going to say, it is the top of the 8 o'clock hour, James. I think we should do that.
Further away.
I do like seeing how long I can drag it out, though. I do have this little... Your word for this hour, everybody. Jewelry.
Ooh.
I have the hardest time spelling this word, James. Please spell it for our listeners and for me.
It's a little easy for me in the beginning of it. I mean, I'm joking. Jewelry. That is Jewelry. Jewelry. Text it to us on the Civic Media app. Everybody get in on this contest, and good luck to everybody out there.
Mm-hmm. The response has been tremendous.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Yeah. Our phones are already blowing up.
Yep.
Two people right there. Is so hard to spell. It's like jewel
and then re. Yeah,
why at the end? Why is it so hard for me to spell it?
I don't know.
Jewelry. I have the hardest time with this word.
You got it.
Well, because I'm looking at it.
I don't know what words are easy for me to spell. I'm not sure if even the word easy is for me easy for me to spell.
How do you spell that? Yeah.
And spelling is where we go next. And by the way, everybody, we'll get that word keyword out to you again before we wrap up the hour. Sweethearts Candy. They got words on their candy. We've been talking about those for a long time. But since we were little kids, they've been making those. And they're still going strong, too,
I don't think
by
they've
the
changed a thing about them either. They taste exactly the same.
And there might be some reasoning behind that, Seth, because Sweethearts just launched a jokey ad campaign claiming that their candy hearts with messages are legally binding. They added a feature to their website where you can scan their hearts with your phone, and it helps you follow through on the pledge. If you scan a Marry Me heart, it leads to a site that helps you get married online. A, quote, move-in heart helps you hire movers. And a, quote, forever heart helps you buy heart-shaped gravestones. Whoa.
Wow, that took a left turn. Yeah, wow. Yeah,
yeah. Jeez. Their gimmick last year was, quote, situationship hearts that were blurry and hard to read. But a new poll found over 80% of young people are over relationships that aren't well defined. 92% said that they want to stop sending mixed messages and just say what they mean.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Wow, yes. 92%?
That's a high number.
Wow.
I don't know what the numbers and the percentages were for our generation or the generations before it, but this, to me, makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. They may have gotten this right. Like, I don't know if they're finally the ones that did, but that seems right to me.
They're just tired of all this messing around,
yeah.
man.
Get to the point. Yeah, and they've gotten jerked around too many times. It's about time to get that done.
Yeah.
You get to a certain age, you know, and by that I mean any age. You know?
Yeah, forget that.
Yeah, yeah, that's good on them for that. I think it's funny what they're doing with these hearts. I think it's good advertising. I think it's good marketing.
It certainly is.
And we just got done going through a Super Bowl where millions and millions were spent on commercials and marketing advertisers and everything trying to reinvent the wheel. And so many of them, hit and miss. Very hit and miss. And a lot of those companies are new, and some of them are older, but a lot of them are newish companies, especially akin to the Sweethearts companies.
Right.
They're still coming up with stuff here. They're still being able to market this stuff and still finding ways to reach, young people. I think that's pretty good.
It's one of those things. It's so iconic, right?
Yes.
I mean, we all know.
Yeah. Valentine's candy.
Exactly.
Even if you don't like them.
They can take risks with that. They can totally do stuff like this because it's like everyone knows they're going to be at all the stores. People are going to buy them, and that's let's have some fun with it. I think it's really cool.
I wonder what it would be like to work there. I like the idea of your job is coming up with the things on the candies.
A writer for Sweethearts Company.
Yeah. You graduated from some big Northwestern or some big school or something like that. This is what you're doing with your writing.
Writing on candy. Yep.
But especially since they don't change that often, to your point earlier. They
do update them occasionally, every now and then, with some newer expressions. But
to that point, a move-in heart. Like that, there's some big ones here.
We never would have been when we were kids. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We never would have seen that one. Yeah,
but also the gravestones. I mean, can we talk about that for just a minute?
Yeah. Because
I I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's talk about commitment.
Yeah,
yeah. There you go.
There's
buying gravestones together. Yeah,
I feel like there should be some of the because I don't know about you guys, but when I was a kid, you'd get these. It was nothing to for me to have one and give it to a girl or something like that. But I didn't necessarily look at what was on them that much because they were all pretty generic.
Now you have to.
Yeah, you really got to look at these now. You really got to make sure. Like, hey, you wanted some candy? Here's some candy hearts. Are they sweet stuff on them? Oh, do you want to move in together?
Now you have to parse through all of them now. Make sure
they come
in
a little box, right? Yeah. Like the ones that you give out in school to your friends or your potential futures.
I mean, parents, be careful. Give those to your grade school kids to hand out.
Yikes.
Okay. Yeah. They've got to have different ones.
Suddenly there's a contract at your door, and they're
get back to some of the old marriages and stuff.
Yeah, arranged marriage
or something like that. I'm sorry, you heard the company. It's legally binding.
It's right here. It's on the heart. heart.
You should have looked at it before you handed it over. There's a perfectly good friendship one next to it.
Exactly.
You could have given her the friendship one.
Let's be friends, yes.
That is fun. That is an interesting one. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and do some celebrating with our friends over at El Cafe. In the birthday and anniversary club, it's Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning at WFHR.
Flavor in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. Start your day right with El Cafe's breakfast tacos and their mouth-watering combination of scrambled eggs with chorizo and pico de gallo, topped with cheddar cheese and matched with crispy hash browns. Are you getting hungry yet? Call or stop in today. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Send in your birthdays or anniversaries to be mentioned on the air and for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe. Put some fiesta into your special day. Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
We have some light snow on the way today through tonight, around 2, maybe 3 inches by the time everything winds down late tonight. Our high today, 15, the wind north at 5 to 10. Tonight down to 0. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high near 12. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 4 above.
You heard the man. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe with the Birthday and Anniversary Club here at WFHR. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish our friends at El Cafe a wonderful day from all of us. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the gang over there. And man, check out those delicious specials.
Always good.
Ezekiel's lasagna. He's fantastic. Everything he makes is so good.
He has got a magic touch. He really does.
Man, yeah. Good stuff.
They also have a really great benefit going on over there they want you to remember to check out, everybody. It'll be this Saturday, right, Melissa?
Yes, it's a barbecue ribs, which sound fantastic. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but well done barbecue ribs are like heaven.
Yes, they're great.
Yes,
they are totally the best.
Yeah.
And this benefit is for Tony, who was a postal carrier and getting ready for retirement, fell and is now a quadriplegic. Oh. So he needs a lot of help. His wife had to quit her full time job to help take care of him. Mm. So Fidel and everyone over at El Cafe are stepping up to help with this benefit, to help them gather the funds they need to make his home wheelchair accessible so that he can come home, because he isn't home yet, to my understanding. So that's what this benefit is for. And if you can give them a call to let them know you want the barbecued ribs, then they'll make enough, because we would not want them to run out.
Oh, no.
No.
Not at all.
It's a good idea. So call in and place in your order. You can dine in or carry out, but call and let them know that you want to place an order for those barbecue ribs and help out Tony.
Few things in this world taste better than homemade and cared for ribs. You take your time with them.
Yep.
You don't mind getting dirty. You know that going into it. And the meat just falls off the bone.
Right.
Like, it's good stuff. The only thing that's going to taste better is while you're eating those, knowing that you helped one of our own.
Yep.
Yes.
You helped somebody local. You helped somebody who probably delivered important mail to you at some point, or at the very least, worked for our community, worked for our city.
Exactly.
And also for important our country.
Yes.
Over 18 years in the Navy.
Yeah. Tony's got an amazing story. I would love to talk with him sometime. Mm-hmm. And I wish him the best.
Mm-hmm. And so that's from 2 to 6 on Saturday, which is later than their usual hours on a Saturday.
That is correct.
They close at 2, so this is special. But that number to call to place that order is 715-887-2233.
Yeah, be sure to pre-order those, everybody. Give him a heads up and be a part of this and enjoy those ribs and enjoy helping a great guy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You can find out more at their Facebook page or by going to their website, lcafewi.com, lcafewi.com. Buy local, support local. We encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Email us at info@wfhr.com. You can also direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
You got that Civic Media app all handy and everything with the Love on the Air contest going on. So go ahead and text us a birthday or anniversary.
You don't have to punch in the number. Just hit the call button.
That's right.
Got two possible qualifiers today. Melissa, it's your last show with us for the week, so I'm going to make you work. I know. I'm a jerk. One or two?
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. First up, I do want to send a note to my family and friends out there. Today would have been my papa's birthday, Jim Maloff Sr. Okay. A lot of people in the community knew my pop over the years. They spent quite a few decades here once he retired and moved up to Rome. Mm-hmm. And I know how much he meant to so many. Remembering him on this day, and I'll be talking with my brother and sister a little bit later. But I wanted to put that out there just as honor of my pop.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Raymond Potet.
Happy birthday, Raymond.
Happy birthday, Raymond.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you.
Does everybody love Raymond? I hope so.
Everybody
today
does.
They do. Today they do.
Nicely done. Today they do. And our qualifier, Sam Jones.
Happy birthday, Sam. Congratulations.
Sam Jones.
Enjoy the
I
day,
love
sir.
It.
It's a good
having
name.
A solid name.
Yes.
There was a baseball player named Sam Jones. His name was Sad Sam Jones.
Huh.
I'm not sure how he got the nickname Sad, but
that is an interesting one. Yeah, I never heard that one. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays. Robert Griffith III is 35, Heisman Trophy winner and quarterback for Washington, Cleveland, Baltimore, commentator now.
RG3.
Yeah. Pretty good commentator, too. I think he kind of tries too hard sometimes. I think he tries to get clickhead, but all these guys do. Yeah, and you're right, Melissa. I'm included in that.
I love how flamboyantly he dresses.
Got great style.
He's got a great sense of style, and it's very loud. I love it.
He, for the Netflix special that they did on Christmas, he wore these Superman socks that had a cape on the socks.
On the socks.
I'm like, whoa. I've never seen that before.
Love it.
Yeah, and he could pull it off.
Yeah.
Like, he could pull it off. One of my favorites, Christina Ricci is 45 today.
Nice.
Misty in Yellow Jackets, Wednesday Addams before Jenny Ortega, and many, many other great roles. Her and Samuel Jackson did a movie together years ago where they both just acted their tails off.
Black Snake Moan, I believe is what that one was called.
Yeah, so good. It's such a, it wasn't an easy watch. But
no,
it was
a tough watch, but
like a lot of child actors, we see them have such struggles and such difficulties and many times quit the business and do something else with their lives because there's a lot of other things you can do for a living.
Absolutely.
I find her to be one of the better stories and one of the kind of where we are now, where now it's becoming more common for a child actor to be normal. And I say that jokingly, but in all honesty, have a decent childhood and everything. Daniel Radcliffe and a lot of the Harry Potter cast really set the bar for
they
that.
They did, yeah.
Christina Ricci was and her family and a lot of that were doing that before with her. And she was kind of like one of the she wasn't as famous as some of those actors, kind of one of those early people too. And I love seeing her work still. She was in the Wednesday show last year and it was great.
That was really fun. Yeah.
She's so good.
She has got such a dialect nature with her work, a detailed nature with her work that I would love to see her in her 50s or 60s or 70s, doing some really, really strong roles or something.
Meaty stuff, yeah.
Gucci Mane is 45, entertainer. Let's see here. Oh, Josh Brolin is 57. Not many people can say that they're in the DC and in the Marvel Universe, let alone two iconic characters like Cable and Thanos.
Yeah, right.
No Country for Old Men, a lot of great roles. Also, very funny actor. He can do some really good comedy. He could be, if you give him a chance, he could do some pretty good funny roles.
There's another Coen Brothers movie that he's in called Hail Caesar. And he plays an old school movie executive, and he is so good in that.
Good.
He's funny.
I didn't mind that movie.
I thought it was weird, but I liked it.
I liked it. It was weird. I thought it was fun. I kind of like a great cast. Great guy.
Is he the bad guy in Goonies? One of the bad guys?
No, that was his big break, was being the older brother.
He was the older teenager. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep.
That's what he was. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm watching like Avengers Endgame, and Thanos is erasing people, and everybody in the theater is crying, and I'm looking up there, and I see the teenager from Goonies with the headband. All I can see is the headband on Thanos. It was great. It was nice. Awesome.
Oh, now I see it. Okay. I had to look at the pictures.
Arsenio Hall is 69 today, everybody.
Oh, good old Arsenio.
The star of Coming... Well, one of the stars of Coming to America, of course. It's one of my all-time favorite comedies. I love that movie.
That's so good.
And I don't know, since him, there's anybody that we could say, wow, they changed late-night television. There is nobody late-night television history that made Johnny Carson nervous outside of Arsenio Hall. Mm-hmm. He was the only one, to the point where, and this is a guy, Johnny Carson, a guy I looked up to and everything, that basically said, if you're on his show, you're blackballed on my show. You can't be on my show. That's actual, like, that's not just me throwing out there that everybody. Johnny, like, told people that. Like, he had no problem people knowing that and everything. That's how good Arsenio was. That's how different he was at what he did.
Yeah.
It didn't last. And there's a really good kind of biopic about that, about the Arsenio Hall show and everything. But he changed late night because even after he was off the air, you saw different people and you still see different people. I don't think you get Conan and some of the others without.
No. Well, because he was very different from what Johnny did. I mean, his whole setup. The thing, I'm laughing because I'm remembering when he had Paul Rubens as Pee Wee Herman on his, and I can't describe what they did because it's really not. Morning show stuff. But
radio.
God, it was funny.
It was different. It was
very different.
And he was something. He was something. Michael McDonald is 73 today.
Hey, how about a voice that's recognizable not only on his own career, but how about some Steely Dan?
Yes.
Mm. A little singing backup for Christopher Cross. I mean,
didn't he work with the Doobies too?
Yes. Doobie Brothers? Oh, yeah. He took over the Doobies.
That's right. Yeah, what am I talking about?
He did.
I think he'll go down as one of the top 10 most recognizable voices of all time.
Absolutely.
I love his voice.
Even singing background vocals, it's like, oh, yeah, that's Michael McDonald.
It may sound like I'm making fun of him, but I am honoring him because I have actually heard Michael McDonald a lot of interviews with him because I'm a big Steely Dan fan, and I like going back and seeing the making of Peg and some of this.
Yep.
And Donald Fagen, actually, Michael McDonald blew out his voice doing Peg.
Not surprised.
Because they went through so many rehearsals and everything.
And stuff, yeah.
But one of the things I'm so appreciative about Michael McDonald is he really set, again, another bar setter here, where early on in the hip-hop game, when they were sampling music for beats, and they got away with it for a while, and then all of a sudden, record companies started clamping down on
what's going on,
And it was up to the artists if they could bower a song.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Dre had this idea to do a different style of hip-hop, a little slower, a little smooth, soulful kind of version. Wanted to call it G-Funk, but really needed a certain beat, and it was up to Michael McDonald, essentially. And Michael McDonald was all about it, was all like, yeah.
That's really cool.
This is great. A whole new generation is going to hear our music. A whole new generation is going to like our stuff.
He figured it out early.
And Michael McDonald is making bank from it, by the way.
Yeah, because the royalties on that? Yeah. Absolutely.
Every time somebody plays Nothing But a G thing, that's he's making a good couple grand there and stuff. Like, yeah.
Smart man.
It wasn't just for artists supporting artists. Mm-hmm. It was also a smart business move.
Well, it's raising all boats, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great artist. Great artist.
Long Train Running. That's the one I know.
Ooh, yeah, nice. That's a good one.
Good one.
We did that one in Checkered Past.
Right on, right on.
Yeah.
Great character actor. Michael Ironside is 75 today. The Perfect Storm, Starship Troopers, Total Recall, Top Gun.
Is that his
Gun.
Real name?
I hope so,
because that's a really cool name.
Basically, you need a bad guy in the 80s or early 90s. You hired Michael Ironside. He's good. And apparently, again, one of these guys, really nice guy.
Yep.
Really nice guy. Just always just plays a bad guy really good.
His name is Frederick Reginald Ironside.
Wow. So that is his real last name.
Wow. You rock. You rock, Melissa. Nicely done.
One of the authors, just one of the best, Judy Blume, is 87 today. Super Fudge.
Yep.
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. But my favorite, Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing.
Okay.
My whole life, and my sister, my mom, have had a list of books for me to read. And I mean my whole life. I came out the womb, and here's Goodnight Moon, Jimmy. Go on. Get on.
Yeah.
And one of the books that I was told to read in grade school was Judy Blume. I was pushing back because she was popular at the time, and that was part of it. I loved Tales of the Fourth Grade Nothing. I loved that book. And I loved
for me,
her.
it was Super Fudge. It was the one because, again, same thing with you, James. I was like, I don't know. Do I want to read this? And then I got into it. I'm like, oh, my God. Yep. Fabulous book. What a writer.
I don't know many authors that could still to this day write for kids like she did.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that she did. I don't think there's really any of the modern authors that can even hold a pen to her. And that includes, Harry Potter lady, everybody, any of the modern authors, they're great. They ain't Judy Blume.
That's true.
She's the
queen. She was on her own.
A long-time working actor, Joe Don Baker, is 89 today. And yes, I know we've gone long, but I had to get that in because there is almost no Mystery Science Theater without him.
Mitchell.
Great character actor. Bill Russell, also born on this day, born in 1934. The most winning basketball player of all time.
Yep.
More than Michael, more than anybody.
Defensive force.
LeBron ain't catching him.
No.
And 16th president of our United States, one of the most important people in American history, Abraham Lincoln, born on this day in 1809.
Yes.
Charles Darwin, born on this day in 1809.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a day.
incredible people born on this day. And Doors keyboardist Ray Manzarek.
Manzarek. Yes. Nice.
Big list. Good list
yes,
today.
Not bad.
You're celebrating a birthday today. Enjoy.
You're in good company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are. Thank you to everybody who got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe. They're open right now. Head on over there to 221 mm-hmm. Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Get free pie.
Yeah, free pie.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Life-saving research in Madison into finding cures for cancer and Alzheimer's may be thwarted under a new policy from the Trump administration. The National Institutes of Health provide the most public research funding in the world. New leaders at the NIH announced they'll be cutting reimbursement rates down to 15% for indirect costs, which are things like facilities, equipment, and administrative needs. According to the State Journal, UW-Madison has a 53% reimbursement rate. Leaders at the university say this will, quote, significantly disrupt vital research activity and delay life-saving discoveries and cures related to cancer, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, and much more, end quote. And UW-Madison isn't the only institution impacted here. These cuts will also hurt the efforts of UW-Milwaukee, Marquette, the Medical College of Wisconsin, and Marshfield Clinic Research Institute. Senator Tammy Baldwin says people won't get treatments they need, workers may be laid off, and quote, we will be further away from finding the cures to diseases that plague all of our families. She is on the subcommittee of Labor, Health, and Human Services and writes the bills which fund the National Institutes of Health. She says that bill explicitly bans the NIH from cuts like this. Win the ultimate fan experience to the upcoming NFL draft in Green Bay. Lisa Hale has details.
Discover Green Bay has put together a sweepstakes that will give one lucky winner and up to three of their guests the 2025 Draft Ultimate Fan Experience. It includes two nights at Oneida Casino Hotel, hospitality passes, airfare, and a $500 Visa gift card. Sign up at greenbay.com or search Draft 25 Sweepstakes.
Tickets are on sale now for Disney's The Little Mermaid, presented by the Wisconsin Rapids Children's Theater. Performances will be March 14th through the 16th at the Performing Arts Center. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Marquette gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles got a win at home, 68-58 over DePaul. Cam Jones, 19 points in the game, moved him to the number three all-time leading scorer in Marquette history. Stevie Mitchell was 17 for the Golden Eagles and 9 assists on what was the game plan for the first half.
We knew they were going to
go zone because they did that last time. So we prepared a lot for that zone. And, you know, as the game went on, just sticking with what we were doing, I think in the first half we were driving it hard, but we were missing some shots. They have good players. They're contesting it. So I think we just were able to stick with what we were doing, even though the results necessarily weren't what we wanted in terms of finishing or making shots. And I just think that's a testament to, you know, our trust in each other, our trust in, you know, our coaches, and, you know, our coaches trusting us.
Marquette is now off until next Tuesday when they host Seton Hall. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, their last game heading into the All-Star break. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time on Big Show as Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford joins Trigby Olson and I in an hour number two. What's worse? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
We have some light snow on the way today through tonight, around 2, maybe 3 inches by the time everything winds down late tonight. Our high today, 15. The wind north at 5 to 10. Tonight down to 0. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high near 12. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 4 above.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. And every Wednesday, we are joined by our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Phil Hartley joining us on the phone line. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, guys. You got the whole gang there today?
Yeah.
We do. Everyone's here.
We're all here.
Oh, that's good news, isn't it?
and we got you here now, too, Phil. It feels like it's been a while. It's good to have you with us.
Well, I'll tell you what, I woke up last Wednesday and wasn't able to move, so it was like, something's wrong.
So. Definitely seems like, yeah, that's not a good thing. No. I'm glad you're up and moving again and feeling better and everything, man, and we appreciate you joining us.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Yeah, that was not a great thing. And but it's long gone, hopefully, in the rearview mirror, so we're happy to move forward.
Hey, Phil, one of the things that we greatly appreciate about you guys over at Quality Plus Printing is not just your creativity and the work that you guys do over there, the strong work that you guys do over there, but how you've taken a local business and used it to also support other local businesses. You have a great post on your website promoting the Southwick County Humane Society. See that kind of stuff all the time on your Facebook page. Appreciate that you guys do that. Using the extra opportunity opportunity to advertise for these businesses that work with you and showing the work that they do, which gives them maybe even more eyeballs seeing their products and everything. And certainly, you know, not for nothing, but the kind of work you do with us and everything, we really appreciate that too.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty cool. I admire it, Phil, and I hope it encourages other businesses out there to do similar work.
No, thanks, James. You said it really well, but it's part of doing business. I so much want to make sure that not only people that do business with us, but other local businesses that are, need to get words out. And I'm in a good place here that we have a good team and a good social media team here, that my daughter helps me with that. And then, of course, they have that big sign out front. And if we could use, our ways of getting the word out about these local events, especially nonprofits like the Humane Society, near and dear to my heart, but why not?
Yeah. Phil, one of the ways you made it nowadays is if you have somebody running your social media account. Like,
that's true.
That's pretty good, Phil.
You don't
that's
have to
good.
Do it yourself.
Yep. Phil, what kind of projects you guys got going on over there?
Oh, sure. I'd always love to have new businesses get started and people working on it. I might have told you this one before. There's a gentleman that's coming a lot with doing labels because he's doing beard oil.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah.
He's doing great. And so he's been in this week again, designing more and more different labels for his products, working with McKenna and Tracy on getting that done. So it's been kind of fun. We're getting a lot of jobs of young ladies and young gentlemen gearing up for weddings. And those are small jobs for us, but we can custom design invitations, mm-hmm. things like that for them, announcements, things, RSVPs. That they want to send out, so we're happy to do that. It's kind of another neat thing to be a part of. Somebody that's really excited about it, their big event coming. So,
getting busy over there, Phil. We don't want to keep you too long, but thank you very much for sharing that with us. That's mm-hmm. really cool. And I immediately felt my beard, and it feels like a tumbleweed. Like I might need that. I might need some of that.
Check out some beard oil. There you go.
Phil, we have made the audience wait. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
So I went simple with this one. I have to admit. But, instead of trying to tongue-tie myself like I usually do, this one is just an easy, peaceful zen.
Zen.
That is genuinely one of my favorite words.
Mm-hmm.
Peaceful and calm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Once every 3 or 4 months. The chance to have zen is amazing. So if you can get some.
Yeah.
Go for it.
And if you can spread some too, Zen is something that I feel like we all embody and we can all distribute. We can all put out there and everything.
Mm-hmm. And probably because he did so much with the Beatles with this, but George Harrison comes to my mind when I think of Zen. As an artist, that calm.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Yeah,
level headed. He's my favorite Beatle, but he's just calm and cool and collected and just tried to stay smooth. Yeah,
there's not many words you can say, and they have the feeling of what they mean.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I love it.
It's something about it. That's a perfect mm-hmm. word, Phil. And I can hear you're getting even busier over there.
They need some zen today.
Yeah,
they do. Yeah,
zen to you and the staff, and a good morning to you guys. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us, Phil.
No, I so appreciate this and I enjoy it too. And maybe next week I can make it over your way, hopefully.
That sounds great. Yeah, that sounds good, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see you soon. And we'll be talking with you next Wednesday either way. You have a good day, Phil.
Yeah, you guys too. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
Join us every Wednesday for our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday with Phil Hartley and our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Visit them today at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Head on over there. Buy local, support local. Help Quality Plus Printing get your words out. And keep on listening, everybody, because mm-hmm. it's a lot of fun with that. So, perfect word today, Phil. Nice
it
job.
Is.
Nicely
yes.
done by him.
Nice relaxing word.
And as long as we're talking words, everybody, we have our, of course, Love in the Air contest going mm-hmm. on, and you got a keyword to text to us at the top of the 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, and 2 o'clock hours. Your keyword for this hour, I will have for you when we come back from break. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Nice.
It's jewelry.
And now all our listeners know I can't spell that word.
Now they know. Yes. We all have words we have trouble with.
Is that
yes.
why we got that word in there? Just to
it might be. Just for me.
Mess with Melissa.
J-E-W-E-L-R-Y. Did I do it?
You did.
Yeah,
you got it.
Yeah,
you did.
And I wasn't even looking.
No, you could tell she wasn't looking.
No,
you could
she was thinking hard.
Nice work. I was thinking hard.
Nice job.
My brain cells were rubbing together.
Really, really going.
Practice your spelling and text the word jewelry to us, everybody.
Yes.
Get it to
it
us.
Has to be spelled right.
Yeah.
We have
yeah.
to it does have to be spelled right. Yeah. So.
Seriously? Yeah. Come on.
J-E-W-E-L-R-Y. Text yep. that to us and get in on this contest. And a big thank you to everybody who works with us on this one. We appreciate all of them. Like Quality Plus Printing.
Valentine's Day is the ideal moment to truly show your love and appreciation for the special people in your life. At Wham Incorporated, you'll find a wide range of personalized gifts, including custom apparel, heartfelt cards, and more. Imagine wrapping your loved ones in a cozy blanket adorned with their favorite photo. What a beautiful way to celebrate your bond. This Valentine's Day, don't miss the chance to make a lasting impression. Contact Wham Incorporated today and create a one-of-a-kind gift that will be cherished forever.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underle is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underle or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL Draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, in part one, we welcome our friends, Family Natural Foods. And in part two, encourages Kelly Brochard from Child Caring. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
We have some light snow on the way today through tonight, around 2, maybe 3 inches by the time everything winds down late tonight. Our high today, 15. The wind north at 5 to 10. Tonight down to 0. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high near 12. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 4 above.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. And a big thank you to everybody who's been playing the Love on the Air contest with us.
Yes, it's great.
I'll get that keyword out there one more time before we wrap up the hour.
All right.
We are going to take you to...
because there's not many days left.
No, there's not.
Oh, well, we've not much time left. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour, kick off the 9 o'clock with some entertainment news. We'll have some other fun topics for you in there. We're going to get into how old do you have to be to say you're middle-aged? And how did pop culture ruin your name? All of that coming up for you. It's going to be a fun hour. We're looking forward to it. But right now, Google just released some fresh Valentine's Day stats, and the candy maker Ferrero
okay,
also released a poll. And here are a few surprising Valentine's Day trends.
Okay.
Most women would rather stay in. 63% say celebrating at home sounds like more fun than going out, and 55% of men agree. Wow. 62% overall think a home-cooked meal is more romantic than a fancy restaurant.
How about that?
It's also cheaper.
Yeah, that's... well said.
I would just recommend one thing. Don't let this be the first time you've made that meal.
Yes, that's a good
the first time
that would be thumb. Stressful.
Yeah. The first time I ever made spaghetti for somebody else was trying to do a Valentine's Day thing for like one of my first girlfriends and everything. And I was going to make spaghetti and I was going to do it all myself and everything. And I wouldn't let my mom help me. And you know how that ended. We all know how that ended. You don't need me to ramble on about it. Yep. It didn't go well.
Go with the old favorites on those. Make sure it's something you know
practice.
You're good at.
Maybe practice.
That's a good idea, too. Yeah.
Oh, mac and cheese is a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's all I can make is mac and cheese.
I just had mac and cheese last night. I just had that. It's good fun. 52% of women think that. Oh, actually, let's stay on this just for a second, everybody, because I do think that this is not just a trend on Valentine's Day, but this we talked about this with the amount of people not, you know, going out and going to bars and things. We're seeing that as a trend more and more. Okay. I don't think we're seeing this is something where businesses have to worry that they're not people are going to stop going to anywhere, but
right. It
is an interesting trend to see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is.
And one of the things that stands out to me about this is young and old. This is as a crossover mm-hmm. effect where it's not just this generation or this age group that's doing it. It's right. all of the age groups that mm-hmm. are doing it.
Well, and it's also a fact that if you go to a restaurant on Valentine's Day, you're going to be spending more money because mm-hmm. most restaurants jack up their prices on these special
right.
days.
And yeah. they're going to be busy and, you know, so yeah, I mean, there's
nothing
a lot of
against
reasons.
Them.
Oh, no.
That's
ooh,
their
no.
prerogative. They get to choose what prices mm-hmm. they charge.
Mm-hmm. 52% of women think Valentine's Day proposals are overrated. So if you're planning to propose this Friday, there's one more thing to stress you out about. I think you really, again, this is the case yep. with almost anything. Know your audience.
Yes. Yes. If your significant other is a person who likes the romantic gesture, then that might be a good time to do it.
I don't know who it was, but I heard Bomani Jones quote it before as an interviewer. Never ask a question you don't know the answer to.
Right. That's an old journalistic
right,
thing.
Right,
right. Yeah.
I kind of actually go by a different standard of that, but I do like the phrase and I do like what it means. And it's never been meant more than a proposal. I got to be certain.
Yeah, you got to know the answer.
You got to be sure. I feel like. And I don't mean that like she's definitely going to or he's definitely going to say yes. I just mean that you know that you're at this place in the relationship where you can even ask. Mm. I think that that's a good one.
Yep.
A good point of that, at least. Google says, I have proposed 3 times. I'm obviously not doing very well with it, but I do know a little bit about the proposal part.
There you go. Yeah.
Anything after that is, I don't know, but I got the proposal part.
I've proposed twice, except it was to the same person. So
nice. Nice.
There you go.
We get, you know, like any good actor, you get
you
your rehearsals
in. You learn from the
in.
First time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want that story, by the way. I'm not forgetting that. Google says the top trending Valentine's Day this year is hitting up an arcade.
Really?
Mm. That's a good idea.
Not bad, not
awesome.
Bad.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We've got a great one here in town, Edge mm-hmm. VR.
Yes,
yeah,
we do.
Yeah, that
yeah.
seems like
you
an
could do
awesome...
an escape room together.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That seems like an awesome Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Zoos are next, then couple spas.
Those make sense, yeah.
Paint and sip parties are also made the top 10.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah, a lot of people enjoy those. Mm-hmm. I got a couple of friends that do those, but they and their girlfriends do it and everything.
Yeah,
so that's good. Either way, it's cool.
I think it's cool. Yeah,
I'm a little surprised though. I keep waiting for like to see one of these paintings, and like the first half of it is great, but as I keep drinking the wine, like the second half,
it's not very abstract.
Not how it works.
No,
it's
actually, it helps people loosen up a little
yes.
bit
yeah.
and
yeah.
be a little more free with their
a little more creative, right?
Strokes, so, yeah. They get better as the night goes on.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm just a bad comedian. I'm just bad at jokes.
That was good.
41% of men want a mate equivalent to a male equivalent to Galentine's Day. Now, the great show Parks and Recreations made this a lot more popular, where they came up with Galentine's in 2010. They defined it as ladies celebrating ladies. It was usually single women getting together and celebrating.
Okay.
And men want an equal version of that.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
We call it Valentine's Day?
We just had it it was the Super Bowl.
I was going to say, it revolves around sports.
Not all guys watch sports.
No, it's
no,
true.
No, not at all. I don't know. I mean, I don't have any. I guess I don't care, but I also don't know that.
You know, it's funny because I have no interest in doing that. Hmm. I've always enjoyed the company of women more than men. So, like, being around with a bunch of guys, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm not interested.
I like the idea. I like the idea of the pitch meeting of them trying to come up with the name for this.
Yeah,
like trying to come up with something that's tough and cool. Yeah. You know, and all this, and we just. I mean, it's just gonna. It's not gonna.
I don't think go well.
Guyentine's Day.
Guyentine's. Oh,
Melatine. I don't know.
They all sound terrible. Yeah,
just all the names I can think of would not be radio appropriate because that's probably what the guys would come up with.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're
probably.
100%.
Sadly.
We have to take a call. you're on the show.
Hey, James, how about we start a day? It'll be opening day for the Raptors, and we'll just call it Dude's Day.
Dude's Day.
We'll have a cookout in my house. All the dudes can bring a six-pack and some hot dogs or brats. Then we'll go over and watch the Raptors. We'll call it Dude's Day.
I like that.
That's not a bad idea. I like that one.
Simple name.
Yeah. Dude's Day is perfect, man. You've really got a knack for this. This isn't the first time you've done this. You've really got a knack. We got to find a way to have you make a living at doing this. Nicely done, man.
Send me down with a calendar, and I'll come up for something for every day.
There you go.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'll put you in touch with the calendar.com people, man. Good to hear from you.
We'll do lunch.
It sounds good. Have a good morning.
Have your people call my people. Yeah.
I like it. Dude's Day. I like it. I will say one other great way that you can celebrate Valentine's Day. Our Wisconsin Rapids River Kings are in town this weekend.
They are.
They've only got about four. Well, we got more, hopefully,
four
home.
Regular season games
four
left.
Regular season games left. Now, of course, you can catch those games on WIRI 105.5. Mm-hmm. Our voice of the Raptors, Michael Raptors, my River Kings, Michael Comer is over there doing a great work. Be sure to check that out. And I can think of a better way to celebrate Valentine's Day, to celebrate love, than near an ice rink. And I mean that.
Well, you gotta cuddle.
Absolutely.
Stay warm.
Yep. With guys slamming into each other on the ice. Nothing better than that.
Hey, my parents did it a couple of times where they celebrated Valentine's watching hockey, and they're all still right. Together. They're still together.
There you go.
Something to it.
Can I see the raw dad on that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. But I do know that we want to see you out there and helping the boys of Winter build hockey up and down the river. You can find out more by going to riverkingshockey.com. And, of course, pull up that Civic Media app and get ready to text us the key word for this hour, jewelry.
Right now.
Do it quick. One minute.
Yeah, JEWELRY. We'll talk to you next hour.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE.
CBS News Brief. Inflation was worse than expected in January. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
It showed that prices increased during the month, and the inflation rate is now up by 3% from a year ago. That's a touch higher from the previous month, where we were up by 2.9%.
President Trump blames the bump on Joe Biden and urges another interest rate cut. Mr. Trump's special envoy helped negotiate the release of U.S. school teacher Mark Fogel from a Russian prison. Steve Witkoff tells CBS.
He was upbeat. He was intent on thanking the president because he was so grateful to him. He was exultant. And I would say, most importantly, he was intent on not playing the victim.
Treacherous weather from the nation's midsection eastward. Meteorologist Tony Sidiku.
This could mean some flash flooding through parts of the south. And we can't ignore the severe weather threat, too, from places like New Orleans, Baton Rouge, to Birmingham, all the way to Atlanta, where damaging winds and a few tornadoes could be possible.